part, we're going to look again at verses in the Bible. You put them there, Lord, to encourage us and to teach us, and we pray that that's what you will do today. Now you know, Lord, precisely what it is we need to learn. And so we pray that we will have open ears and then open hearts to receive your word and then a willingness to obey.
主啊, 我们祷告, 我们有这样的打开的耳朵和打开的心灵, 这样呢, 接受你想要我们接受的, 这样呢, 我们可以去顺服。
So teach us, encourage us, and help us, we pray.
所以求您呢, 教导我们, 鼓励我们, 帮助我们, 我们祷告。
And we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, now the story, as you will remember, it's the beginning. Come on in. We'll just get reorganized here. That's very good.
Yeah,
very nice. And what is your name, sir?
Ken.
Ken?
Ken, yes.
Very good, Ken. That's very nice. We're glad you're here. And it looks like Lake Ching has already given you a Bible, so that's really good. Okay. So our story today is about Noah, who was in the ark in the flood.
我们今天的故事是关于挪亚在那个方舟里的当时的时候。
And you remember that the flood was sent on the earth because people were very, very sinful. They were wicked people.
你知道呢，当时呢，大洪水降在地上呢，是因为地上的人呢，非常非常的恶。
They didn't love God. They didn't know God.
他们不爱神，他们也不认识神。
I guess the sad thing is they didn't want God.
因为认为呢，伤心的是呢，他们不想认识神。
And you can imagine them, they would walk by the ark every day on the way to and from work.
因为你可以去想象一下，他们在那个就是说是，那个方舟里面，就是从这里走过去，那里走过来工作。
And they would probably look at Noah and watch him. He was building this great big boat in the middle of a field. I think some of them thought he was crazy. And they would say to him, Noah, how long have you been building that ark? And Noah said, well, I started it, he didn't know how long it was going to take him, but it took him about 100 years.
挪亚说他也不知道他要建这个方舟建多久，但是他知道他也建了100多年了。
There is a story about a man who was in, he was in the province of Saskatchewan.
这里有个故事关于一个人呢，在萨斯坎东省里面的一个人。
And he built an ark out of steel.
他用那个钢结构建造了一个方舟。
And he built it in the middle of a field as well.
他同样呢，也是在那个地中间建的。
And the people thought he was crazy.
人们认为呢，他疯了。
And he was crazy.
他也是疯了。
That's why he did it.
这是为什么他那么去做。
Noah said, I'm not crazy. God told me to build this. He is going to judge the world. And they said, ah, Noah, forget it. Don't worry.
挪亚并没疯呢，他说是神告诉我要建造这艘方舟，那么神要审判整个世界。他们说，啊，挪亚，不要去想这件事情。
And you'll remember that after he had the ark built, God called him into the ark.
大家记得呢，当那个方舟建好的以后，神呼召他们进入方舟。
And God shut the door.
神关了门。
And the rains came.
下雨了。
And all the people outside drowned.
所以在方舟以外的人都被淹死了。
Noah wasn't crazy.
挪亚并没有疯。
Noah told the people all about the fact that God loved them.
所以挪亚告诉所有的人那个事实神爱他们。
Told them all about the fact that God was willing to forgive their sins and wanted to save them just as he had forgiven Noah's sins and was willing to save him.
因为他挪亚告诉他们所有的人就是说呢神爱他们就是也愿意呢饶恕他们罪就像神爱挪亚饶恕挪亚罪一样要拯救他们。
The difference is, of course, that Noah believed God and the men outside did not.
所以那个不同之处呢是挪亚那个相信神那么在那个方舟之外的人呢却不相信。
So, we're going to start reading the story now. This is after the flood and after Noah had left the ark. He just left it behind. He had offered an offering to the Lord. And then verse 9, chapter 9.
那就是说我们讲到的所有的故事呢就是挪亚呢。 他从方舟里面出来了，把所有东西都留在方舟里，然后呢，他呢建造了一个祭坛，祭坛呢就是敬拜神，然后来到第九章。
So verse 1 reads, So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
然后第九章第一节说呢，神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子们，对他们说，你们要生养众多，遍满这地。
Have you ever noticed that the message of the Bible is that God loves you, God wants to forgive your sins and save you, and after he's done that, he's got a job for you.
你有没有注意到呢,就是圣经里所有传递的信息呢,就是神爱你们,他想要拯救你们,在你们拯救完你们以后呢,他呢,有工作要给你做。
So Noah and his family had probably spent a year on the ark, and then they come out of the ark, and God says, he blesses them, and he says, number one, I want you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
这个神呢,他们赐福给挪亚和他的儿子们,他们当时呢,在方舟里大概有一年多的时间,他们出来以后呢,神对他们说呢,你们要生养众多,遍满这地。
That's a strange kind of an assignment.
这是一个比较奇怪的一个任务。
Why did God ask them to do that? Why did he say, I want you to build the, fill the earth, I want you to have lots of children?
所以为什么神要他们这么做呢?要他们遍满这地,要生很多孩子呢?
And the answer is simple. The reason God said that is because God loves people.
因为答案非常简单,神那么说的意思呢,就是神呢,他爱人。
And of course, that's good news, because if he loves people, that means he loves me.
当然呢,这是一个好消息,如果呢,神爱人的话呢,他当然也会爱我。
And I guess many of us never get over that. Amazing, God loves me.
我认为很多人呢,他们想不到这一点,就是非常的惊奇的,神他爱我。
And then, what else do we know? God keeps on talking, verse 2, and he says, And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and every bird of the air and on all that moves on the earth and all the flesh of the sea, they are given into your hand.
凡地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都必惊恐惧怕你们，连地上一切会动的，并海里一切的鱼都交付你们的手。
Well, that's very, very encouraging, because sometimes you're afraid of the animals.
这个是非常非常令人惊奇的，非常让我们受到鼓舞的，因为有时候呢，你害怕动物。
But God says, don't worry, they'll be afraid of you too.
因为神说呢,不要担心,
and I told you the story about the night that I was visiting one of the children who came along to our Sunday school.
因为我跟大家讲那个一个故事,就是有一天呢,一天晚上,其中他去看一个孩子,通常呢,来上我们主日学的。
I went to visit the home, I understood that they The family lived in the basement, access through the back door.
因为我去访到访那个家庭，去访问那个家庭说呢，他们住在地下室，就是说他们的进口呢是在那个后院里头。
So I walked into the backyard and I saw a dog in the backyard.
当我呢走到后院的时候，走到后院我看到一条狗。
And the dog was startled when I walked, and he jumped up and he went, Arr!
那个狗呢受惊了，它一看到我呢，从地上跳起来说 "Arr!"
And I looked, and there was a chain around his neck.
对呢，我看了一下，他的脖子上拴着一条链子。
So I thought, well, if he's on a chain, chain's probably not very long. I better turn around. So I turned around and ran.
因为我认为他被链子拴着的时候，那个链子可能不太长。那么说呢，我就转身就跑。
And the dog started chasing me.
那个狗呢开始追我。
And then I learned two things.
让我学会两件事情。
Number one, the chain was very short and it wasn't tied to anything.
所以第一个呢，就是说那个链子非常短，但是并没有拴在某个地方。
And number two, he was running faster than me.
第二个呢，他比我跑得快。
So I didn't know what to do.
那我不知道该怎么办。
So I stopped.
然后停下来了。
And I looked him square in the eye.
然后呢，我转身盯着他。
And I said,
"Grrr!"
And he stopped and walked away.
然后他转身就跑了。
I thought, isn't that interesting? God put the fear of man on that dog.
你这个是不是非常有意思呢？神呢，在这个一个人和那条狗之间呢，都有恐惧。
That doesn't always happen.
这个并不是总是这么发生。
This story only happened to me once. It's the only time I was ever chased by a dog.
因为这个故事只在我身上发生了一次，只有那一次我被狗追。
But God said, Noah and your sons, I want you to fill the earth. And then he said, don't worry, I will protect you. If you do my job, I will protect you.
所以神跟挪亚说呢，我要你松养正多，遍布真地。但是呢，就是说是挪亚呢，你不要害怕，我会就是去保护你们。如果你们做我的工，我会保护你们的。
Well, that's very kind. Verse 3, he says, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herb.
这个是非常好的，因为第三节说呢，凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们，如同菜蔬一样。
So he's saying, not only are you going to be able to eat the vegetables and the fruit, but you're going to be able to eat the animals too.
就是这个，他跟你们，他跟他说，那你们不仅仅可以吃蔬菜水果，同样呢，也可以吃动物了。
But then he adds the qualification in verse 4. He says, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, the blood. Surely for your lifeblood, I will demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast. I will require it from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother. I will require the life of man.
所以呢，然后神给出他们一些条件。第四节说呢，唯有肉带着血，那就是他的生命，你们不可吃；牛你们血的害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他们的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。
So he says, verse 4, you shall not eat flesh with the blood. Don't eat blood is what he's saying.
因为在第四节里呢，神说呢，唯有 肉带着血，你不可以吃。他的意思就是说呢，你不能吃动物的血。
So that is a commandment that many of us remember even still today. And we say, God doesn't want us to eat blood. We can eat animals, we can eat chicken, we can eat beef, but don't eat the blood.
这个今天呢，同样呢，也是对我们所有人，给的这样的诫命。我们可以吃动物，我们可以吃那个肉，可以吃鸡，可以吃猪，但是吃牛，但是呢，不要吃他们的血。He
says, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Don't eat that life. Eat the flesh, but not the blood.
这就是因为，那就是说是那个生命在他的血之中，所以呢，你可以吃那些东西，但是不要吃血。
Now remember, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died, he shed his blood on the cross.
大家记住，那么当主耶稣为我们而死的时候呢，他在十字架上呢留下了他的宝血。
And the Bible says that it's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. The blood is precious.
圣经说呢，这个宝血呢，就是说是为我们的罪遮盖的，所以它的宝血是宝贵的。
So right here at the beginning of the instructions for men and women to enjoy meat, eat flesh, we can eat the animal, but we're not to eat the blood because it speaks of the salvation which Jesus bought us when his blood was shed on the cross.
这个呢，在圣经最开始的时候呢，这样的就告诉了我们，我们可以吃肉，可以吃动物，但是呢，不可以吃他的血，因为他的血是带着生命的。这样的讲出的就是主耶稣基督呢，他呢为我们所留下的宝血赐给我们生命。
So don't shed the blood of a man, don't kill a man. Verse 6 says, whoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God he made man.
因为就是说是不要去流人的血，所以说不要杀人。第六节说呢，凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照着自己的形象造的。
So if you were to kill a sheep, would that be terrible?
如果你去杀一只羊，这个是不是很可怕的呢？
No, no.
不会。
If you were to kill a dog, would that be terrible?
如果那你杀一条狗，会不会很可怕呢？
It probably wouldn't be wise, but it wouldn't be terrible.
可能不是很明智的，但是呢，也不会很可怕。
But if you were to kill a boy or a girl or a man or a woman, would that be terrible?
现在如果你杀一个男孩，一个女孩，一个男人，一个女人，这个是不是很可怕呢？
Yes. Why?
为什么？
Because that boy, that girl, that man, that woman, they are made in the image of God.
因为那个男孩，那个女孩，那个男的，那个女的，他是照着神的影像造的。
The cow isn't made in the image of God.
这个母牛不是照着神的形象造的。
The dog isn't made in the image of God.
狗不是照着神的形象造的。
You and I are way above that. We've been made in the image of God.
你我呢比那高级的多，我们是照着神的形象造的。
So there's a sense, you and I look up and we say, you know, in some respects, I'm like God.
所以呢，你我呢，从那某种意义上来说呢，我们就像神那样的。
But God looks down at you and me, and he says, they're supposed to be like me. They were made in my image.
因为神呢往下看呢，他说，哎，看着你我说呢，他们应该像我，因为是照着我的形象做的。
So God loves you in a totally different way than he loves your dog.
因为神爱你的方式呢，与神爱你的动物的，你爱你的狗的方式是完完全全不同的。
Well, that's wonderful.So God says to Noah and his sons, you go into the world, I'll protect you. You go, I want lots and lots of children who will love me. You bring forth lots of children.
这个就是非常奇妙的。神说呢，挪亚你和你的儿子们，你们呢去那个地上生养众多，我会保护你的。你们要生养很多孩子，我会爱他们的。
All right, so verse 8 then says, then God spoke to Noah.And to his sons with him, saying, And as for me, behold, I will establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you.
这个第八节说呢，神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约。
So a covenant is like a contract, isn't it?
所以一个约相当于一个合约，是不是呢？
God says, now, I've got this contract with you, and I'm going to enter into it. I want you to listen to me.
因为神说呢，现在我跟你们有一个合同，我要写这个合同，所以我要你们来听我的。
Verse 10, this is a promise that I make with you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, the beasts of the earth with you, all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth.This is the covenant.
第十节说呢，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里走出来的活物立约。这下面这就是约。
He says, verse 11, Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth.
就是那个约的意思，就说呢，唯一你们立约凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏地了。
Well, that's very nice. God says, I destroyed the earth with a flood once. I'm never going to do it again.
这个是非常有意思的神说呢，我曾经呢，就是说毁灭地球，用水呢，用洪水毁灭过一次，我不会再那样做了。
Then he says, God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations.
第十二节说呢，神说呢，我与你们并各样跟你们一起的活物，世世代代所立的约是有记号的。What
is the covenant? God says, I will not destroy the earth with a flood again.
什么是那个约呢？神说呢，我不会再用洪水毁灭地了。What
is the sign of the covenant? How do we know that that covenant is there and real?
所以呢，这里那个就是立的约的那个记号是什么呢？我们怎么知道那个约在那里，而且是真实的呢？
Verse 13 says, I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh.
这个呢，第十三节开始说，我把我的虹放在云彩中，这就可做我与这地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中。我便纪念我与你们的，我与你和各样有肉身的活物所立的约，水就不再泛滥，毁坏一切有肉身的动物了。So
when you walk outside on a certain days and you look over and you say, wow, there's a rainbow.
因为你走到外面去，你看，你说啊，下雨了，你说有彩虹。
What does the rainbow remind you of?
所以彩虹呢，又让你想起什么来？
Well, it's to remind you that God is never again going to destroy all the earth with a flood.
这个呢，就是让你记得，那神呢，不会再降下那个世界范围的洪水毁灭世界了。
So when I was younger, I used to see that, and then I would say, I wonder how that happens.
所以呢，当我还年轻时候呢，我看见彩虹说呢，我说我就奇怪这个是怎么发生的。
If this is a sign that has never been before, if this is a new sign, was there never a rainbow before Noah's day?
因为如果这是个记号，记号呢，就是说这是你的一个新的记号，你的一个。那么说是在挪亚之前有没有过彩虹呢？
If there were rainbows before that, wouldn't be much of a sign, would it?
所以呢，如果在这之前有那个彩虹的话，那么这个就不会是一个记号，是不是？
How could it be that there was a sign after the flood, but no sign? No rainbow before the flood.
这个是怎么发生的呢？就是说，那是在那个大洪水之后有这样的彩虹做记号，在之前呢没有彩虹这样的记号吗？
Two possibilities.
有两种可能性。
Number one, God changed the physics of the optics of light.
第一个，神呢，他把那个就是人生里面的这个物理学给改变了。
Could he do that?
他会不会改变呢？
Yeah, how could he do that?
他怎么做得到的呢？
Well, he's God, he can do anything.
他是神，他可以做一切的事情。
There's another explanation.
另外一个解释。
And many people think this may be the answer.
很多人认为这有可能是个答案。
There may not have been any rain on the earth before the flood.
因为在大洪水之前，地球上从来没有下过雨。
So you couldn't have a rainbow if you didn't have rain.
你不可能有个雨后的彩虹，如果你没有雨的话。
So they say, well, maybe there was no rain before the flood.
他们说呢，这有可能是在大洪水之前就没下过雨。
That would make it pretty impressive for people talking to Noah. Noah would say, God's going to send rain. It's going to get very wet. We're going to have a flood. They would say, Noah, we don't even know what rain is. We've never seen that.
这有可能对那个挪亚来说呢，是一个非常的难的，对他自己来说，因为他说呢，神告诉我要建造这座方舟的话呢，是因为要下大雨。他们那些人说雨是什么？我们从来没见过雨。And
I can't remember where the verse is, but the verse says that God made a mist to rise above the ground, and that's how the earth was watered in the days before the flood. Someone may be able to find that verse for me. I'm sorry, I should have looked it up.
有些人呢，他不记得在哪里讲过这个，就是在这之前呢，下雨之前呢是靠湿气在那个地上滋润大地的。有些人呢，如果你找到了，可以帮助他说是哪一节经文。Genesis
chapter 2 and verse 5 for context.
创世纪的第二章，为了上下，我们先读第五节。
Verse 4 says, this is the history of the heavens and the earth.
第五节说呢，这是
before verse 5, before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field in the ground, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是第四节后半部分说，神造天地乃是这样的啊，野地上还没有野草，田间的菜蔬还没长起来，因为耶和华神还没有降雨在地上，也没有人耕地。
Verse 6, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground.
第六节说，但有雾气从地上腾，滋润遍地。
So the rainbow could have been the sign because God sent rain at the flood and after the flood, but there was no rain before the flood. We're not sure of the details. All we know is God said, I'm going to send the rainbow to remind you I'm not going to destroy the earth by water again.
因为就是彩虹，雨后的彩虹，那就是说是一个记号。记号那是因为在大洪水之前呢就没有下过雨，所以只有下雨呢，所以彩虹。那么说呢，在之前如果没有下雨，那么说呢，在之后呢，大洪水之后有这个彩虹，雨后彩虹这个记号呢，说明呢这样是个约神不再会降洪水在地上。All
right, so what do people think when they look at a rainbow today? What do they think? What should they think?
当今的人，他们看到彩虹的时候呢，他们在想什么？他们应该想什么？
Well, the first thing they should think is God sent a flood in the past.
所以首先他们要想到的呢，神在过去呢降下了大洪水。
And he sent a flood in the past to judge the people, to punish the people. He's not going to punish them that way again.
所以呢，他降下那个洪水是呢去惩罚当时的人。所以呢，他降下彩虹的时候呢，他不再用这种方式再去惩罚人了。That's
good news. He's not going to punish them that way again.
所以这是一个好消息，他不会再用同样那种方式去惩罚他们了。
What's the bad news?
那坏消息是什么？
He's going to punish them, just a different way.
他还是要惩罚他们，只是方法不同。
So when you see the rainbow, you say, wonderful, God loves us, he's not going to punish us that way, but if we disobey him, he'll do what he did there, but he's going to do something different next time.
因为当你看到那个彩虹的呢，你说呢，这个是非常的 好的，因为神呢，他不会再以这种过去那种方式再惩罚我们了。但是呢，如果我们背逆他的话呢，他在某一个时候会以另外一种方式再来惩罚我们。
So verse 16, the rainbow shall be in the cloud. God says, I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth.
其实呢，就是说红壁在云彩中，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这就是我与地上一切有血肉之物立约的记号了。
Okay, God says, when you see a rainbow, you remember Noah and the flood. Noah and the punishment that came and the promise God won't send a flood again to punish the earth.
所以呢，神说呢，当你看见那个彩虹的时候，彩虹的你知道呢，挪亚和大洪水，但是你同样呢，也要记得神呢，不会再以这样的同样的方式降洪水惩罚人类了。
Now, we live in a different kind of a day, don't we?
我们活在那个不同的世界，是不是呢？
And when we mention a rainbow today, people who live very, very bad lives, they say, we're rainbow people.
当我们今天在看见彩虹的时候呢，那些过着非常非常的糟糕的人生的那些人说呢，我们是那些彩虹。
A rainbow is a sign of all kinds of sins that people commit.
所以呢，就是现在的那个彩虹呢，是一个记号呢，就是说那些人犯的那些所有的那些罪。
Sometimes you'll walk across the street in Vancouver, and in the sidewalk, there will be rainbow painted on the sidewalk.
今天呢，有时候呢，你在温哥华的街道上走呢，那个就是十字路口，那你在那个路上呢，有那个油漆呢，就是刷的那个彩虹。
And what does that mean?
那个什么意思啊？
Well, that means that there are people who are doing things that God said they must never do.
所以那个意味着呢，那些人呢，他做一些事情，神说的永远不要做的。
And instead of being shameful, ashamed of what they're doing, they say, we're proud and we're going to have a pride parade.
所以他们本来应该感到无比的羞耻，但是他们却没有。他们说我们感到骄傲，所以我们要有一个骄傲的游行。
And in a pride parade, they wave a rainbow flag.
因为就是说他们在那个骄傲游行中间呢，他们挥舞着那个彩虹旗。
And they say the Bible says what we do is sin, but we know everything's wonderful. And I think they say, God says he's not going to punish us anymore.
因为他就说呢，圣经说呢，我们所做的是罪，但是我们所做的是奇妙的事情。所以他们挥舞那个旗，说神呢，说他不再惩罚这些罪了。
But God is going to punish them. He's not going to punish them with the flood. But God is going to punish evil. Remember, the sign is God will not punish evil that way anymore. But the sign also is God will punish sin.
那神会惩罚他们，只是神不会那个用那种方式，同样的方式惩罚他们。你要记得说呢，这个记号呢是神呢不再以同样的方式呢惩罚他们，但是要记住，神一定会惩罚罪的。
I just marvel that people take the truth of God and they twist it.
所以我就是说，这就是感到非常的奇怪。那么人们呢，他拿神的真理，然后自己去强解。
Remember, God will punish sin.
要记住，神会惩罚罪的。
Just to remind you, we're not there yet, but we will get there in a few weeks. There was a time a few hundred years later when the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah committed all kinds of terrible, rotten moral sins.
因为我就是说是跟大家讲一下，就是说我们现在还没读到那里，大概几个星期读到那里，就是大概几百年以后呢，那里有索德玛和俄摩拉，他们呢犯了那些极其糟糕肮脏的罪。
And God didn't punish them with the flood.
神并没有惩罚他们用洪水。
But he did send fire and brimstone down from heaven and he punished them with a cloud, with a rain, not of water, but a rain of salt and brimstone, and completely destroyed those cities.
但神呢，却经常降下了火和硫磺火石，从天上降下来，哎，毁灭了那两座城市。神并没有说降下雨是那个用水形成的雨，而是用那个火和硫磺火石形成的雨摧毁了两座城市。
All right, so there's eight people living in the world now. What happens next? Verse 18.
因为现在呢，就是在世界上只有八个人活着。下一步发生的什么呢？第十八节。
Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Ham was the father of Canaan.
第十八节说，出方舟挪亚的儿子就是闪、含、雅弗，含是迦南的父亲。
These three were the sons of Noah, and from these three, the whole earth was populated.
这些是挪亚的三个儿子，属他们的都分散在全地。
So that's where we all came from.
这就是我们所有的。
We're all children of Shem, or Ham, or Japheth.
这就是我们所有的人都从哪里来的？我们都是那个闪、含、雅弗的后代。
Now a bad story.
现在有一个坏故事。
Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard.Then he drank of the wine and was drunk.
挪亚做起农夫来了，栽了一个葡萄园，他喝了园中的酒，便醉了。
A perfect world.
一个完美的世界。
With good men and good women.
就是好好男人、好女人在那里。
And all of a sudden, Noah found himself drunk.
所以呢，突然呢，他们发现了挪亚喝醉了。
How did he get drunk?
怎么样喝醉的呢
？Well, he drank too much wine.
他喝了太多的酒。
Okay, what happened after that?
在这之后发生了什么呢
？Verse 21 says he became uncovered in his tent.
这第二十一节说呢，在帐篷里赤着身子。
So he was lying in the tent, and he didn't have proper clothes on.
他们躺在帐篷里，但是呢，并没有衣服穿在身上。
Verse 22, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside.
第二十二节，迦南的父亲含看见他的父亲赤身，就到外面告诉他两个弟兄。
There is always shame associated with nakedness.
所以呢，同样，这里就是说，赤身露体总是。包含着羞耻在里面。
And for some reason, Ham was not really ashamed, and he told his brothers.
从某种意义上来说呢，某种原因呢，因为含呢，他不觉得这是个羞耻，他就告诉了他的两个弟兄。
Verse 23, but Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away and they did not see their father's nakedness.
第二三节说呢，于是闪和雅弗拿件衣服搭在二人肩上，倒退着进去，遮盖他们父亲的赤身。他们背着脸，就看不见父亲的赤身。
Well, that's a very strange story.To find. That's the first story of what happened after they came out of the ark.
这是一个非常的奇怪的故事。那么说呢，这是就在他们出了方舟以后发生的第一个故事。
Why would that story be put there?
为什么这里要讲这个故事？
Well, one reason is because people have got to know where sin comes from.
其中的一个原因呢，就是说这是神要呢人知道那个罪是从哪里来的。
Why do people drink too much wine?
为什么有些人喝太多的酒
？Because it tastes good and it makes them feel good.
因为呢，喝起来好喝，让他们的感觉也很好。
What does drunkenness lead to?
那么呢，醉了以后呢，会导致什么
？All kinds of shame.
所有的羞耻。
Don't.Get drunk.
不要喝醉。
The book of Proverbs says, wine is a mocker.
所以呢，就是那个箴言说呢， 就是那个酒是那个谩骂的。
What's that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Well, wine will mock you.
就是酒会骂你。
You take it, and then you take some more, and then it'll make a fool of you.
因为你喝了一点，再多喝一点，就会让你变傻。
Where did all the evil in the world come from?
所有的世上这些的邪恶是从哪里来的？
People who felt like Noah, if it feels good, do it.
所以呢，当时的人们呢，就是像挪亚那样，如果你感觉好，就去做。
That's the philosophy of the 21st century.
这就是第二十一世纪的哲学。
And it'll make a fool of anyone who believes it.
所以呢，每一个人呢，相信的都会让他们变傻。
Number two.
第二个。
The sin of alcohol, it's bad.But it very frequently leads to a sin of bad morals.
所以呢，就是醉酒，醉是非常坏的。但是这个醉了酒呢，通常呢就会导致淫乱。
Don't allow bad morals to get in there. Don't do anything that would make it easy to do something that God says you shouldn't do.
所以呢，不要让淫乱在那里，不要让那些就是说你气做一些什么不让你做的事情，你做了一些事情让它变得容易去做。
So I'm going to tell you the Eric Peterson story.
我跟大家讲 Eric Peterson 的故事。
Eric Peterson was a younger man. He was probably just in his late teens, early 20s.
所以呢，就是说，当时呢，就是艾瑞克·皮特森呢，大概18到20岁的时候的一个年轻人。
And so he said, "I want to know about God. I'm going to start to read the Bible."
他说，我想要认识神呢，所以我要开始学习圣经。
And when he came to this story, he said, "This book, this Bible, it's a strange book."
当他读到这一本书的时候呢，他说这个圣经呢是一本奇怪的书。
This book gives you chapter after chapter after chapter after chapter of all the good things that Noah did.
因为就是说呢，这本书呢，就是一本一章一章一章的的讲出所有呢挪亚做的好事。
And then it says, but Noah was a bad man.
但是呢，他说呢，但是挪亚是个坏人。
He said, "This book must be true."
他这本书呢，肯定是真的。
Because it tells all the important things about a person, not just about the fact that he's good. It tells apart the fact that he did bad things.
那这个呢，告诉这个人呢，一生呢，所有的重要的事情，不仅仅讲他做的那些好事，同样呢，也讲他做的那些坏事。
He said, "No other book would be like that." He said, "I better pay attention to this book. This book tells the truth."
他说没有其他的书像这样，所以我必须呢，就是注意这本书，因为这本书呢，它讲真话。
That's wonderful.
这是奇妙的。
You know, the prophet says that the Bible is like a mirror.
所以你知道吗？就像那个先知们说呢，圣经就像一面镜子。
What happens when you look into a mirror?
当你照镜子的时候会发生什么呢？
Well, you see yourself. I'm looking into a mirror now. I can see myself.
所以你看见了那自己，我现在没有照镜子，但是我可以看到自己。
What do I see?
我看见什么呢？
Well, if I read the Bible, I will see the good things about Harold.
但是呢，如果读圣经，我会看到那个 Harold 身上关于他的好事情。
And if I read the Bible, I'll see the bad things about Harold.
所以呢，如果读圣经呢，我会也发现呢，Harold 身上的坏事。
And you know, I don't like it when I see the bad things about Harold.
所以你知道，我不喜欢当我看到 Harold 所干的坏事的时候。
And I have a friend. I won't tell you the details about him, but he said, "Harold, this is the way I read the Bible."
所以我有一个朋友，我不会跟你讲大家讲关于他的细节。他说 ，Harold， 这是我读圣经的方式。
He says, I open the Bible somewhere, and he said, I start to read, and I read until I find something that says I'm bad, and then I go to another part, and I start reading there, and something else about I'm bad, oh, so I go to another part, start reading there.
然后我开始读圣经，我翻开圣经以后，我就读读读读，读到一个地方讲我是个坏人的时候，我就跳过去，我又翻到其他地方，我又读读读读读，所以再说我是个坏人的时候，又翻过去，又去读其他地方。You
wouldn't, that doesn't make any sense.
这个没有什么道理。
But many people get rid of the mirror rather than change themselves.
所以很多人呢，他们就是逃避镜子，而不是说去改变自己。
And if you read the Bible, you're going to find many things it says about you, and you will say, wow, I didn't know that was so wonderful.
因为你如果读圣经，你发现呢，里面讲到很多关于你的事情，你就说呢，哎呦，我不知道我还有那么好。
Imagine reading that you are made just like God. You are made in the image of God. You say, wow, that's pretty good. I'm in the image of God.
你想象一下，你是照着神的影像去做的，你会做那说啊，我是照着神的影像做的。
And then you keep reading, and you say, I'm just like Noah. I'm a sinner too.
然后你一直读呢，你说，哎呀，我就像挪亚一样，我也是个罪人。
Okay, so as you read the Bible, it's going to point out the truth.
你当你读圣经的时候呢，它会指向真相。
And you're going to stand up and you're going to say, God, I want you to tell me everything about Harold.
然后你会站起来，你说神呐，我要你告诉所有的关于Harold的事情。
And I want you to take away my sin. I want you to wash me so that I can be clean.
因为呢，我想让你呢，就是说，除去我的罪，要那个洗洁我、清洁我，所以呢，我会清洁。
And then I want me, will you to make me like my son, your son, so that I can go to heaven and I can be like him on the earth and go to heaven too.
因为我想要，然后呢，我想要您呢，把我变成像您的爱子那样，这样我可以去到天堂，因为我在地上像他，所以我能去天堂。
So the question is, was it that bad?
所以呢，就是现在问题是那个是不是很坏呢？
That Ham saw his father's nakedness, and Shem and Japheth refused to see their father's nakedness.
那么韩呢，看见了他父亲的赤身露体，那么闪呢，闪呢和亚佛呢，他没有看见了父亲的赤身。
Is that important?
这个是不是很重要？
Verse
24.
24节。 So Noah awoke from his wine, and he knew what his younger son had done to him.
挪亚就醒了酒，知道小儿子向他所做的事儿。Then
he said, cursed be Canaan, would be Ham's son. Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brethren.
然后第二十五节说，就是说迦南，迦南是韩的儿子，迦南当受咒诅，给必给他弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。
So he's placing a curse upon the son of Ham, but verse 26 he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant.
因为他呢就只咒诅了那个韩的儿子。第二十六节呢，他又说耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做闪的奴仆。
May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant.
第二七节说呢，愿神使亚佛扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。
Was the sin of Noah and the sin of Ham, was the sin of Ham bad?
所以呢，就是那个挪亚罪，或者说是那个韩的罪，他是很坏的吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
How bad is sin?
你罪有多糟呢？
Well, this is how bad. The consequences of the sin is past, on to the next generations.
这个就是罪有多坏，那个罪的后果呢，是他一代传一代。
Wow.
Wow.
So here, I do something really wrong.
对，这里我干了很错的事情。
I say it's not that wrong because one of our prime ministers said if you've got two consenting adults, if you've got two consenting adults, whatever they do is good because this one says it's good, this one says it's good. Let's get together and do it.
我说呢，就我做的事情并没有这么糟，因为我们总理说呢，如果有两个成人他同意，他说呢，这件事情他同意这么做，他也同意这么做，那么我们就一起做吧。
Bible says no, that's sin.
圣经说不是，那是罪。
What are the consequences?
那么这个结果是什么？
Now there's children here, and children here, and children here, and children here. The sins of the fathers go down, and down, and down, and down, and down.
因为这里的后代，这里后代，这里后代。那么罪的后果呢，就是一代接一代往下，往下。
I hardly know what story to tell you next.
那你怎么知道下一个故事讲什么？
There's a boy that I know.
我认识一个男孩。
And he's brokenhearted.
他呢很伤心。
And he says, "Do you think I'm going to be like my mother?"
那你认为呢？我会将来像我母亲一样吗？
And so you say, "What was wrong with his mother?"
你就说呢，他的妈妈有什么毛病？
And the answer is his mother was a drunk.
答案是他的母亲是个醉鬼。
And she ran away from her two children. She ran way down to south of the United States.
所以呢，他离家出走了，你抛弃了他的两个孩子，去到了美国的南部。
And she became a sinner if she hadn't been before. She was involved with many men.
因为她变成了一个就像她从来没有过的那样的一个罪人，她和很多男人有不正当关系。
And her son says, "Do you think I'm going to be like my mother?"
这个儿子说，你认为我不将来会像我的母亲一样吗？
What's the Bible say?
圣经是怎么说的？
Bible says that sin of the parents is passed on to the children. To the third, the fourth generation, and far beyond that. Don't sin.
所以说，圣经说呢，罪呢会延续到他的第三代、第四代，然后远远那个后面后代上面去，所以不要犯罪。
What would you do if you had a father who was a sinner like that?
因为呢，如果你有一个父亲像那样的，是那样的一个罪人，你会怎么办？
You say, "I'm like my father. I inherited his brains. I inherited his brawn. I inherited this. I inherited." Do you think I inherited that too?
因为你说呢，我像我的父亲一样呢，我继承了他的大脑，我继承了他的胳膊、手了，所有的一切。你认为你会继承他的那些东西吗？
So I got a friend who had a father like that.
我有一个朋友，他的父亲是像那样的。And
you know what he said?
你知道他怎么说的？
He said, "I would like a new father."
他说我想有个新的父亲。So
he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he got a new father.
所以呢，他相信了主耶稣基督为他的救主，他有了一个新的父亲。And
he was never like his natural father.
他从来没有像他的生父亲那样。
Apart from the intervention of God to become the new father, there's no hope. The sin of the father will be passed on and on and on.
因为呢，就是说是神的那个干预，让我们可以有一个新的父亲。那么说呢，让我们从那个绝望的这一代传一代的罪里面被救出来了。So,
what's the end of this story?
故事的结尾是什么呢？
And the answer is there's all kinds of ends of this story. Here's one end of this story.
答案是有很多很多故事结尾，这是其中一类的故事的结尾。
Many years later, the children of one of the sons of Shem, whose name was Abraham.
所以很多很多年以后，闪的其中的一个后代，他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
God promised him the land of Canaan.
神呢，把那个迦南地应许给他了。
The curse was on Canaan because of their sin.
所以呢，就是因为这样的罪，在迦南身上呢有咒诅。
The blessing of God was on Abraham because of Shem's, in part because of Shem's handling this situation properly.
因为神的赐福呢降临在这片土地上，因为闪的后裔呢，他正确的处理了这个问题。
And so when Abraham's sons went into the land of Canaan, what were they told to do?
所以呢，亚伯拉罕的后裔进入呢迦南地的时候，神告诉他们要做什么？
Kill all the Canaanites.
所以杀死所有的迦南人。
Wow.
Wow.
Why would God ever say, kill all the Canaanites?
为什么神要这么去说杀死所有的迦南人呢？
Answer, because they had all committed the sins associated with not having your clothes on.
答案是他们所有的人呢，都犯了那样的和不穿衣服有关的罪。
And they had all lived in that immorality to the point where every one of the adults deserved the sentence of death because of their sins.
所有的人呢都活在那样一个不道德的淫乱的那样的一个关系上，因此呢，所有的人最终呢都犯下了那种要判死刑的罪。
But why did God say and kill the little children too?
为什么神说呢要杀死的所有的孩子呢？
And the answer is because they'd all be better off dead and going to heaven than growing up in a society where these wicked people don't wear their clothes at the right time.
所以这个里面的就答案是呢，这些孩子呢，他死了以后都不去天堂。如果他们不死的话，他们长大了以后呢，都会像他们的父辈那样，不知道在什么时候应该穿衣服。
For some strange reason, these wicked people today take the rainbow as their sign, pretending that God doesn't care about sin. God does care about sin.
因为是有一些奇怪，出于一些奇怪的原因，今天这些人呢，把那个就是说是彩虹作为他们的记号，他们假装神呢不会惩罚他们犯下的罪，但神真的会惩罚他们的。
Verse 28 says, and Noah lived after the flood 350 years. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
350
years he lived after the flood. Do you think he ever did anything in 350 years?
因为就是说呢，他在大洪水之后，他又活了350年。你认为他在这350年里，他做过什么事情吗？
I say to you, excuse me, but did you do anything last year?
因为我跟你说呢，我说不好意思，上个星期你
That was the wind.
对，去年你做了什么事情了吗？
And you say, of course I did something last year.
你当然去年我做了一些事情。
So I say, all right, tell me the most important thing that happened to you last year.
所以你说，那好吧，你告诉我，在那个去年最重要的发生在你身上事情是什么？
And so you'd say something, wouldn't you?
你会想讲一些事情，是不是？
And then you go to Noah and you say, excuse me now, Noah, but did you do anything for 350 years?
然后呢，你说你去找挪亚，你跟挪亚说，那你在那个350年之间，你做了什么事情吗？
And Noah says, would you like me to tell you the most important thing I did in the last 350 years?
挪亚说，那你想要我告诉你在过去的350年前我做的最重要的事情吗？
And Noah says, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you what God thinks was the most important thing I did in the last 350 years.
梅亚说呢，我会告诉你呢，就是神认为呢，在过去那350年前我做的最重要的事情。
So you say, all right, Noah, what did God think was the most important thing you did in 350 years?
所以呢，你就说挪亚，那么神认为你在过去的350年前做的最重要的事情是什么呢？
God says, Noah, this is what you did.
神说挪亚，这是你所做的。
You got drunk.
你喝醉了。
You lay in your tent with your clothes off.
所以呢，躺在你的帐篷里，并没有穿衣服。
And Noah says, is that the most important thing?
挪亚说：“这是最重要的事情吗？”
God says, "Yes, Noah."
神说：“是的，挪亚。”
Don't let liquor be the most important thing in your life.
不要让酒精成为你人生最重要的事情。
Don't let behavior when your clothes aren't on be the most important thing in your life.
现在就是说呢，不要让那个，就是说是啊，你没穿衣服成为你人生最重要的一件事情。
What a tragedy! I'm sure Noah did many wonderful other things. When you get to heaven, you can ask him.
这是多么大的一个悲剧！我很确定，挪亚做了很多奇妙的事情。当你去到天堂以后，你可以问他。
But God says, "This is important to learn about Noah."Wonderful man, but he sinned there, and the consequences of that sin are terrible.
那神说呢，这是呢关于挪亚的。挪亚他做了很多奇妙的事情，但是呢，他有一件犯了一样的罪在那里，这个罪的后果是极其可怕的。
Don't listen to the wicked people who call themselves the rainbow people.Pretend that they can be proud of sin.
所以不要去听那些，就是说是他们认为他们是很好的人，他们就是说是啊，他们把说他们是代表那个彩虹的，但是他们为他们的罪感到骄傲的那样的人。
God says there are consequences. Don't forget.
所以神说那里有后果的，不要忘了。
All right, chapter 10.
第十章。
Now this is the genealogy of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and sons were born unto them after the flood.
第一节说呢，挪亚的儿子闪、含、雅弗的后代，记在下面，洪水以后，他们都生了儿子。
The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras.
第二节说呢，雅弗的儿子是哥灭、马格、马代、雅完、土巴、米舍、提拉。
And you say, what's that got to do with it?
你说这个在这里有什么
？Okay, and the answer is simple.
答案是非常简单。
God's going to tell us where we came from.
神要告诉我们，我们是从哪里来的。
He said to Shem, Ham, and Japheth, "You go out through the whole earth." So where did the Chinese people come from? Where did the Iranians come from? Where did the Scottish people come from?
他告诉闪、含、雅弗呢，你要生养众多，遍布地球。那么中国人从哪来的？伊朗人从哪里来的？苏格兰人是从哪里来的
？So the Bible doesn't tell you where to go, but it tells you where you came from.
你的圣经没有告诉你他们去哪里，但是呢，就告诉你是从哪里来的。
And so we've got all these amazing verses in chapter 10. If you can pronounce all the words in chapter 10, you speak English very well.
所以呢，我们有这样的所有的这些奇妙的东西在第十章里。如果你把第十章里的这些所有的名字都会发音准确的话，你的英语程度就相当好了。
Some of these words even sound like places in the north of the country today, the north of Europe and Russia. So you got names Gomer, Magog, Tubal, Meshech. They almost sound like places in the north.
因为今天的这些有些名字呢，听起来呢好像是北欧的一些地方，就像是。俄罗斯的一些地方，你看到这些哥密、马格、马代是土巴。
The sons of Gomer, verse 3, were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma.
第三节说，那哥面的儿子是雅士基拿、利法、陀伽马。
The sons of Japhon were Isha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Damim, Danamim.
亚玩的儿子是以利沙、他须基提、多丹。
From these, the coastland of the Gentiles were separated in these lands, everyone according to his own language, according to their families, into their nations.
所以这些人将外邦的土地、海岛分开居住，各随各的方言、宗族、立国。
And now verse 6, the sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
那第六节说呢，韩的儿子是古时麦西佛迦南。
Cush is a different name for Ethiopia.
所以呢，古时呢是埃塞俄比亚的一个不同的名字。
Mizraim is an earlier name for Egypt.
所以呢，Mizraim是一个早期的关于埃及的名字。
The sons of Cush were Sheba, Havilah, Sabat, Sabta, Rama, Sabacha, Sabetcha, and the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan.
第七节说，古时的儿子是西巴、哈菲拉、撒弗他拉玛、撒弗提加，拉玛的种子是示巴底的。
All right, verse 8, Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth.
古时又生宁怒，他为世上英雄之首。
He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord.
第九节说，他在耶和华面前是英勇的猎户，所以俗语说，像宁怒在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户。
So out of all these people that we read about, the Lord singles out this man, Nimrod.
那就是说是在所有这些的，我们呢，就是说是。 读到的主说呢，就像那个尼禄一样。
He was a mighty hunter.
他是一个大的英勇的猎户。
We might even think of him that he was good with a bow and arrow, and he was able to get moose and deer and a few other things when he went out hunting.
因为我们就可以想象一下，他可能是那擅长于使用弓箭。当他去打猎的时候，他打那些麋鹿和猎和鹿，他是一个非常善于狩猎的人。But
the more you read about him, the more you think he probably was a hunter of people. He was a wicked man, and he killed a lot of people.
因为就是说，你如果往后读的越多关于这个人的话呢？ 他是专门的猎杀人的，他是个非常邪恶的人，他杀了很多人。Verse
10, the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar.
直接说他国的起头是巴别、以利亚、贾尼都在示拿地。Verse
11, and from that land of Shinar, he went to Assyria, and he built Nineveh. Rehoboth and Calha.
第十一节说，他从那地出来，往亚述去，建在尼尼微、尼和伯、加拉。And
so we read a lot about Nineveh in the Bible. It's key city in Assyrian history. So you get these are stories. How did these places begin?
因为我们读到很多关于尼尼微的故事，这是一个那。 个亚述的一个那个关键的城市，所以你从这里读到呢很多的这些历史的城市从哪里来的
？All right, so verse 12 says, verse 13, Mizraim, that's Egypt, begot Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtulim, Patrusim, Kazluim, of whom came the Philistines and the Kaphtorim.
这个里面呢，然后他第十三节讲的，墨西生、路底人、亚拉米人、利哈比人、拿弗是西人、俄斯卢西人、加斯路西人、加菲托人，从加菲托出来的有腓力士人。So
you read a lot about the Philistines in the Bible, and you read a lot about the Palestinians in the news.
因为在圣经里读到了很多的关于腓尼基人，那么在新闻里呢，你读到了大量的关于巴勒斯坦人。
And they've got similar names. They're not necessarily 100% related to one another, but in many ways they are.
他们有类似的名字，但是呢，他们并不是百分之百的。
Where did they come from?
互相关系，但是他们在某种程度上呢，他们是有关系的。
Where did they come from? They came from the Pathrusim and the Casulim, and you say, well, that's really helpful.
所以呢，他们从哪里来的呢？他们是从加斯路新人出来的腓利斯人、加菲图人。你说这个。
And now verse 15 says, Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvidite, and the Zemurite, the Hamathite, and afterwards the families of the Canaanites were dispersed.
然后呢，就是那迦南生长子西顿，又生赫和耶布斯人、亚摩利人、格加撒人、西魏人、亚基人、西尼人、亚瓦底人、奇玛利人、哈马人，后来迦南的诸族分散了。
How many families were there in the nation of Israel?
你在那个以色列这个国家里有多少个家族呢？
How many did they get?Add them all up, how many did you get?
把那些都加起来，他们有多少呢？
How many sons did Jacob have?
那么雅各有多少儿子呢？
12.
12个。
How many sons did Canaan have?
那迦南有多少个儿子呢？
Well, he had Sidon, and Heth, and Jebus, and Amorite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, the Sinite, the Arvidite, the Zemurite, the Hamathite. How many is that?
好吧，那有西顿，西顿是和亚布斯人、亚摩利人、格加撒人、西魏利人、亚基人、西尼人、亚里人、西玛利人、哈马人。那么说呢，有多少呢
？So if Roy hadn't read so fast, you would have counted 11.
今天我没读那么快的话，你
There's 11 there.
你们的数到有11个。
Isn't that interesting?
这个是不是有意思
？The Lord said to The sons of Jacob, you go in, you take over the land of Canaan. You've got 12 tribes, and they've got 11 tribes.
这主说呢，跟那个也是雅各的，或者说你们进到迦南地区去征服他们，他们有12个部落。那么说呢，他们迦南有多少？他们11个。
But actually, if you go to the story later on in Genesis, you'll find and elsewhere.You'll find that associated with the Canaanites was one other family of people called the Perizzites.
所以呢，就是非常有意思的是，如果你在圣经后面你去读的话呢，你就发现还有那个就是说是另外一个家族呢，和迦南人呢，他们有联系。
And the Perizzites were so often associated with the Canaanites that we often think they were one of the tribes of Canaan. You put the 11 tribes together and the Perizzites, that would make 12.
因为那个是 Perizzites 呢，他们就跟那个迦南人的联系呢，就非常的密切。所以呢，你可以认为呢，他们是那个迦南人的部落之一。那么，如果你把这个 Perizzites 这一个部落加上去呢，他们有多少个人？他们也有12个部落。
So I'm not sure of all the significance of that. I just think it's interesting.
You know, 我不知道这些所有的意义在哪里，但是我认为那是非常有意思。
That God promised to the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 families of the Canaanites.
所以呢，他就说呢，神呢对那个雅各的12个儿子呢有应许，也对迦南的12个儿子也有应许。
All right, verse 19. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, as far as Gaza. Then, as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admon, Zeboiim, and as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands and in their nations.
第十九节说，迦南的境界是从西顿向基拉尔的路上，直到加萨，又向索罗玛、阿门拉、亚马西扁的路上，直到拉沙。这就是韩的后裔各随他们宗族方言所住的地土邦国。
And so you and I read it, and we say, frankly, I can't remember all those names.
所以呢，你我读了这以后呢，我们坐下来说，坦率的说呢，这些名字我都记不住。
And what's it all mean?
那么这些都是什么意思呢？
And the answer is, it means that God cares about history.
这个意味着呢，神呢，他关心历史。
And God cares about people.
神呢，也关心人。
And praise the Lord, God cares about me.
所以赞美主，主也远的关心我。
And the next thing is, it proves that God is accurate.
所以下一件事情呢，是那个证明神是非常的精确。
What is the most accurate document we have on ancient history?
在古代历史上，我们有的最准确的记载的书是什么？
And the answer is the Bible.
答案是圣经。
And so you say to yourself, how do we know the Bible is true?
你自己说呢，我们怎么知道圣经是真的呢？
And because we know it's true, because historians today,Archaeologists today go back to stories like this in the Bible.
所以我们知道这个是真的呢，就是说是因为当今的那个历史学家和考古学家呢，他们去追溯到圣经里记载的这些事情。
And they find they're accurate.
他们发现非常准确。
And many people, when they're searching through, antiquity, trying to find out what was going on.They run across a name.
因为就是说是很多人呢，他们追溯那些古代的那些东西，看它里面有什么错的时候，他们呢最后呢找到一些名字。
And they see this name here.
他们就这些名字在这里。
And they see that name here.
他们找到那些名字在那里。
And they ask themselves the question, those names are similar, but they're not spelled the same.
他们就问自己一个问题，说那些名字。很类似，但是呢，拼写却不是一样的。
So they would say, how do we know whether it's this spelling or this spelling?
但是我们怎么知道这个是拼写那样的拼写？
And they go to the Bible to find the spelling in the Bible, and the Bible is always the accurate one.
所以他们就回到圣经里，圣经里去找那个就是圣经里是怎么拼写的，圣经里的拼写总是最准确的。
I tell you, I told you before, I will tell you again, and many, many more times, archaeologists have not yet been able to show that the Bible is wrong. They haven't found anywhere in the Bible that's wrong.
所以呢，我以前跟大家讲过，但是呢，我还跟大家讲很多很多很多次，就是那些考古学家呢，他们从来没有能够证明在圣经里的任何一个地方是有错误的。
So two implications of that.
所以有两个暗示在这里。
Number one, if the Bible is not wrong, it's right.
所以第一个呢，如果圣经不是错的，它就是对的。
And if the Bible is right, ignore it at your peril.
所以呢，就是说是啊，如果圣经呢它是错的，那么说呢你就不要理它。
So back to a bunch of names that we can't pronounce. Let's go.
现在回到那些我们就是说不能。
Verse 21.
的名字，第二十一节。
And children were also born to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder.
现在第二节说呢，亚佛的哥哥闪是希伯子孙之祖，他也生了儿子。
The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram.
所以闪的儿子是以南、亚述、亚发、撒路德、亚兰。
The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash.
亚兰的儿子是乌斯、户勒、基帖、马士。
Arphaxad begat Sala, and Sala begat Eber.
亚发撒生沙拉，沙拉生希伯。
To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in the days of the earth in his days, the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan.
约伯记说，西伯生了两个儿子，一个叫法勒，因为那时人分地居住，法勒的兄弟名叫约丹。
Now you've noticed in verse 21 that we talk about Eber twice.
那就是说，你知道21节我们谈到了西伯两次。
And in verse 24, Eber mentioned once.
所以在第24节，西伯呢提到了一次。
And verse 25, Eber mentioned again.
所以呢，第25节呢再次提到西伯。
So the question would be, why is Eber's name introduced here?
现在问题是为什么这里要讲到西伯的这个名字？
And the answer is that Abraham and those after him were called Hebrews.
答案是就是在亚伯拉罕在那以后的人呢被称之为希伯来人。
And Abraham was a Hebrew because he was a descendant of Eber.
亚伯拉罕呢，他是希伯来人，因为他是希伯的后人。
All right, so that's probably where the name Hebrew came from.
所以这就是有可能希伯来的这个名字从哪里来的。
26, Joktan begat Almadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, and Jerah, Hadoram, Uzel, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan.
第二节就说约丹生亚摩达、沙列、哈撒、马非、基耶拉、哈多南、乌萨德、拉俄巴路、亚比马利、是巴非、哈维拉、约伯，这都是约丹的儿子。
Okay, if you can remember all those, more power to you.
现在如果你把这些都记下来，你就很有本事。And
their dwelling place was from Misha, as you go toward Sephar, the mountain of the east.
因为他们所住的地方是从米沙直到西发东边的山。These
were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, according to their nations.
这就是闪的子孙各随他们宗族方言所住的地土邦国。
These were the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations in their nations, and from these the nations were divided on the earth after the flood.
这些都是挪亚三个儿子的宗族，各随他们的支派立国，洪水以后，他们在地上分为邦国。
Okay, so just remember this now. God is the God of geography.
这个呢，大家记住，神是地理的那样的一位神。
Okay, he's not only the God of physics and chemistry, he's a geographer too.
他并不是说是物理和化学的神，他同样是地理学的神。
Now we're going to get later on, we're going to read about the geography that God gave to Abraham's children, Isaac's children, and gave specifically to Jacob's children.
那就是说，在后面我们读到呢，就是神呢赐给亚伯拉罕，还有雅各，还有就是说是特别的是以撒，还有特别是雅各的后人的地理的位置。
To Jacob's children, he gave a country which we call today Israel.
所以呢，雅各的后人呢，他赐给他们一个地方呢，今天我们称之为以色列。
And to others of Jacob's family, he gave the land of Moab and Ammon and Edom and other Midian and so on.
那就是说是啊，其他的那些孩子呢，他给了他那个就是以东，然后呢，就是其他的一些地方。
Now there's a few million people in the world today.
当今世界呢，有几百万的人。
Who say that land doesn't belong to Israel? That land is our land.
他们说那些土地不属于以色列，是我们的土地。
God says, sorry, the Palestinians say, we want that land. That land is our land.
那巴勒斯坦人说呢，我们想要那片地，因为那片地是我们的地。
God says, no, I gave you some other lands around that land. That land I gave to Israel.
有人说呢，不，那些呢，我给了的其他的人一些地呢，就是说是在周围的一些地，这片地是给以色列人的。
God says, I've given that land to Israel from the river to the sea.
所以呢，神说呢，我把那片土地赐给以色列人呢，是从大河到海。
The Palestinians say today, we want the land, we're going to get the land from the river to the sea.
巴勒斯坦人说呢，我们想要那条从河到海的地。
What's going to happen?
那么将会发生什么？
Are the Palestinians going to get it?
巴勒斯坦人会得到吗？
God says, no, I've given it to the children of Israel from the river to the sea. The Palestinians pick up the same slogan, from the river to the sea. God says, that's my slogan. I'm going to get that land. I gave it to them.
神说不，我把这片地呢，从河到大海这片地呢，赐给了以色列人。那么说呢，那个巴勒斯坦人用同样的手法说呢，这个从大河到大海这片土地呢，是我们的土地。他们说这是我们的口号，神说不是，这是我的口号，你们把我的口号拿去做你们的口号，但是我把这个从大河到大海这片地赐给以色列人了。OK。
Who's the better geographer?
谁是更好的地理学家?
God is the God of geography.
神是地理的神。
Okay, and far more stories we could tell about who owns the land of Israel today.
今天我们很多的故事要讲，可以讲到，就是说谁拥有今天以色列这片土地。
History, prophecy. All say that land is God's land. It's for the Jewish people.
所以呢，那个历史还有先知都告诉这片土地呢，它是神赐给以色列人的。If
you were a Palestinian today living in the Gaza Strip and you were in there in the middle of the land of Israel, what would you do?
所以，如果你是一个巴勒斯坦人，今天呢，你住在那个加沙的，就在以色列国土里面的一小片地上，你会怎么做？
Well, most of them would say, I wasn't born here. I didn't live here. I actually belong to one of the neighboring nations.
大多数人说呢，我不是在这出生，我也不属于这里，我其实是从周围的那些国家到这里来的。
So you might say, I think I'm going to go home. I'm going to quit pretending that I own this land. I'm going to go to the land where my fathers were. I'm going to go home.
你就说呢，我认为呢，我应该去回家了。我不要假装呢，就是我拥有这片土地，我要回到我父亲的那片土地上去。So
why don't they do that?
那么为什么他们不那么做？
Because the people in the country from which they came won't allow them to come home.
因为他们从那些国家出来的那些国家不允许他们回去。To
me, that's the strangest thing.
对我来说是一件很奇怪的事情。Here's
the Moabite from Jordan.
这是摩押人从约旦来的。And
he ends up in Israel.
他们最终呢来到以色列。And
he realizes he shouldn't be there, and Hamas gets him into all kinds of problems and terrible problems. He says, I'll go home.
他意识到呢，他不应该在那里，因为那里有哈马斯，还有其他的一些可怕的问题在那里。他说我要回家。And
the Jordanians won't let him come home. Those are the facts of the world we live in today.
但是呢，约旦人却不允许他们回家，这就是我们当今活的世界的一个事实。Our
time is gone, and I'm going to get you all excited about geography, and there's more important things. So.
所以呢，就是说我们时间也到了，我让大家都为这些。 地理的知识感到兴奋，但是我们还有更重要的事情。Remember
this, Jesus loves you.
要记住这一点，主耶稣基督爱你。He
knows all about you.
他呢知道你的一切。He
knows all about your past and where you came from.
他知道你的过去，知道你从哪里来的。And
his message to you is simple.
他给你传递的信息是非常简单的。
I want to adopt you into my family. so that I can take you to my home, because my home's in heaven, and it's a whole lot better than anything else around here.
所以说呢,我要收养你们,所以我要进入我的家庭,进入我的家庭呢,我要把你带到我的家里去,就是在天堂里,在那里比地下任何一个地方都要好得无比。
And we say thank you, Lord, that's what I want.
我们说呢,感谢您的主,这就是我想要的。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you're the God who's over all.
主啊,我们感谢您,您是超越一切的神。
You've got all the details of history worked out. You've got all the details of geography worked out.
您能把所有的那些就是历史的细节呢,都讲出来了,也把所有的地理细节呢,也都讲出来了。
And you've got everything concerning me worked out too.
你同样呢,也把我,关于我的所有的细节都讲出来。Lord,
our simple logic is, I want to find out what it is you want me to do, and then I want to do it, because you're God.
主要我们简单的逻辑是呢，我要找出来您想要我所做的事情，我就去做，因为您是神。And
so we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
现在我们接着感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.